From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the U.S. and other Western nations completely reject the legitimacy of the upcoming referendum in Ukraine's Crimea region. Voters there will be deciding Sunday whether Crimea should secede from Ukraine and become part of Russia. NPR's Craig Winter reports Obama met today at the White House with Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk.
The president says if the vote does take place, the U.S. will not recognize the results. He says the issue is whether Russia
is able to militarily dominate a region of somebody else's country, engineer a slapdash referendum.
Obama says he hopes diplomatic efforts will prompt a rethinking of the Russian-backed referendum before Sunday. Yatsenyuk says for his country, it's all about freedom.
We fight for our freedom. We fight for our independence. We fight for our sovereignty, and we will never surrender.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Arizona Republican Governor Jan Brewer announced today she will not run for another term. NPR's Ted Robbins says it's questionable whether she even could.
Governor Brewer ended speculation that she would run again this year by saying it's time to, quote, pass the torch of leadership. The fact is, she would have had to challenge the Arizona Constitution to run again. Arizona law allows statewide officers two consecutive terms. Brewer took over as governor when Democrat Janet Napolitano left to become DHS secretary in 2009. Brewer was then elected in 2010. She said that meant she'll have served only 1 1/4 terms. Many legal experts said any part of a term is a term. Now it's a wide-open primary contest between 6 Republicans and, on the other side, 2 Democrats. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Authorities in New York now say at least 3 people are known dead. Others are still listed as missing after an explosion leveled 2 buildings in East Harlem this morning. At least 36 people were hurt. Witnesses say the blast sounded like an earthquake when windows were blown out in adjacent buildings. Kima Thomas lives just down the street from where the blast occurred.
The church is gone, the piano store is gone, and half of the new building is gone. It's like everything in the middle of the block. The corner store is still there, right next to my building. I'm surprised my building is still standing. Everything next to it is gone.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the cause of the explosion is still being investigated, though utility workers were on their way to check out a report of a strong smell of gas. One group seeing pretty hefty bonuses this year, in part because of the strength of the financial markets, is workers on Wall Street. According to New York State Comptroller's Office, which tracks Wall Street bonuses, the average paid out to securities industry employees in New York City rose by 15% last year to around $164,000. More than 165,000 people in New York are employed by the securities industry. Stocks bounced around a bit today as investors looked more to what's happening overseas than domestically. The Dow was down 11 points. The S&P 500 gained a fraction. You're listening to NPR. According to the White House, it was given a heads up by a top CIA lawyer before the spy agency filed a criminal complaint with the Justice Department against Senate Intelligence Committee staffers. The Senate panel had been investigating the CIA's now shuttered prison system and allegations it used harsh interrogation techniques against some prisoners. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the White House was notified of the CIA's intentions but did not comment. Criminal complaint led to public complaints leveled against the agency by Senator Dianne Feinstein. The kind of microbe someone has in their gut may play a role in whether they develop a common digestive system disorder. NPR's Rob Stein has more of the new research released today.
Crohn's disease is a terrible chronic condition. More than 1 million Americans have it. In the new study, researchers compared the microbes in the digestive systems of more than 400 Crohn's patients to the microbes in more than 200 healthy people. The Crohn's patients had less diverse microbes and more microbes associated with increased inflammation. The findings indicate that one reason some people get Crohn's is that their microbes provoke an overreaction by their immune systems, and that changing the composition of their microbes, perhaps by giving them probiotics, could help treat the disease. But more research is needed to confirm the findings and determine how to use them to better diagnose and treat Crohn's patients. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Nation's airlines are expecting a profitable 2014, though because of higher fuel prices, they've dialed those profit expectations back a bit. The International Air Transport Association expects airline profits this year to total $18.7 billion, down slightly from a forecast in December. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.